What's up, speakers? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm so excited, first of all, because I'm back home. Guys, it feels so nice to be back home, back in Kisumu, back at my home studio. By the shout out to Lake City Studios. I'm recording at Lake City Studios, so shout out to you guys. And then, Kanairo. Kenya Kanairo linyonyesha. So I feel so good to be back at home, back at work, because let's not tafute hera. So what's up? You'll notice that I called you guys speakers. Yes, get the memo, guys, get into it. So speakers is the official name of our community. We are the speakers community, like from Unspoken, the speakers community. So you better identify yourself as the speakers community, because what the heck is guys at what's up guys? No, you guys are not just guys. You know, that's normal, and that's like, I think it's like kind of disrespectful. So yeah, what's up, speakers? I hope life is kind of new, because the last episode, if we listened to the last episode, I was not okay, of course. I was like dealing with a lot, but I had to show up. So today, I feel so happy, because I think last time was not at home. I was at first by there, like I told you guys, I was homesick. I was like, but I feel so nice to be back home, back at work, and get things going. And I've been away for the past 4 weeks, and I've been in a couple of places, and I was lonely at first, but I was so lonely. Even when I was in Nairobi, I was so lonely, because I felt like I didn't have friends, because I have like a few friends in Nairobi. I'll say acquaintances, but I have like two main friends in Nairobi. So me, when I went to Nairobi, I was like, I was so happy, like I'm gonna maybe link up with a few friends that I have, and then we're gonna like have some fun, and then we're gonna create memories, we're gonna like recreate the memories we had. Hey, shock on me. Shock on me. So I felt so lonely while I was away from home. I felt so homesick, and I was like, when am I gonna go back home? So I was even like complaining to my friend, like, when am I gonna go back home? I feel so homesick. I think me, I'm that person who, like, I value friendships a lot. I value kwanza honest friendships. So I really value friends, because I believe like the people who surround you, your friends, like your friends. So as long as show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Yeah, me, so I value like friendships a lot. And for the it's not even about the trip, it's about the past couple of 6 months. I've been really struggling with friendships, and I was even like telling myself, like, am I the pathetic friend? Am I just a pathetic friend? I just can't keep friendships. Yo, what about a man? If you can't keep friendships, can you keep a man? So I've been asking myself that question a lot, and I've realized that I've been losing a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of friends in the past. Let me just say this year, 2023, I've lost a lot of friends, and it has been so hard for me to deal with it, and so emotional, because me, I'm always so vocal about saying that I am that person who's so attached. me, I get attached. Yeah, kitoto nasemanga I don't get attached. Me, I get attached. Kwanza with my friends. Like, what is friendship if you're not attached? So I get attached at times, a lot of times, and in fact, most times, all times, I get attached. Kwanza with my friendships, with people who surround me. Like, I get attached. Like, I invest. I like investing in the relationship, in the friendship. I am like, I tend to be more intentional, because I'm an intentional person. So even the fact that I was so invested in this friendship, it like really messed me up. I'm like, it made me question myself. I'm like, am I a bad person? Am I the one who can't keep these friends? Because it was me who was just losing friends. And I'm like, ay, kwani mimi, like, nilizaliwaje? Like, am I that bad? Am I, like, it really made me question myself. And then I had to think, like, what do you do when you're losing friendships? What do you do when you lose friends? What do you do when you lose your friends who, like, mean so much to you, who you've been friends for a couple of years, and you've been doing a lot of things together? Like, you've just been, there are those people who have been in your circle, they've been supporting you, and then you're like, all of a sudden, you're not my friend? Like, what do you mean? Like, all of a sudden, you're just gonna be my status viewer? All of a sudden, you're ghosting me? All of a sudden, you're not talking? Yo, me, it's crazy for me because I don't, it's crazy and it's so painful. And today we're going to talk about losing friendships. You guys, because in your 20s, losing friendships in your 20s, it happens a lot. I don't know if you guys have gone through it, if you speakers have gone through losing friendships. But I even realized, like, adult friendship, apart from even losing friends in your 20s, like, adult friendships are hard. You have to be, like, really intentional. You can't be, like, ikitoto asemanga, like, to be friends, but you don't have to, like, talk daily. Like, you don't have to communicate daily. You don't have, like, to keep in touch daily when your friends. No, you have to. I know you, my version of friendships, if you're my friend, I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how life is teaching you, and I want to know what you're planning with you. I want to know what, like, I just want to know your life. I want to be in your life. I want to be present in your life, and I want to be vocal about it. Like, this is my friend. Like, this is this and this. So, mnapatanga, like, do you claim your friends, and then some people don't even know what's going on in your life. Because I was here, there's a story somewhere, and like, this girl, the friends, she had a friend, and then anasikia tu story ati her friend gave birth. Is that friendship? Like, beshtaka hadi aliza, hadi analea, and then you have no idea. So I personally believe, like, you need to have intentional friendships. Personally, I am intent with my friendships. I invest in my friendships. I create time. So, and I don't know why I've been losing a lot of friends. I don't know. But I've been praying to God. One of my main prayer to God by the way nowadays is always like, God, like, align the right people in my life. The right people who will elevate me to the next level. The right people who will, like, push me, who will help me to navigate this thing called life. So that is the prayer. And I've been praying to God, like, those people who are not beneficial to me, like, those people who are, like, we don't align, remove them. And maybe I lost friends. Maybe that's God answering my prayers. And I'm out here complaining, so I don't know. So, of course, I have my notebook. If you know me, I'm a notebook girly. I always write things down. So, like, I was doing some research and thinking about losing friends. What do you do when you lose friends? Like, how do you navigate that? Kwanza, I recently graduated, so I had a lot of friends from campus, my classmates, and I just made a lot of friends in campus. And then, you know, after completing campus, we're like, oh, okay, I think we were like, of course, we're going to continue being friends. And then slowly and slowly, people start drifting apart. And that's even the first thing, like, you know, drifting apart causes a lot of, like, losing friends. And drifting apart doesn't mean, like, sasa mmekosana. You may drift apart because life is lifing. Everyone is out there doing things, like, everyone is just there, like, klamtangana na life yake. So life is lifing. So slowly and slowly you start maybe drifting apart. Everyone is doing whatever they're doing. So drifting apart isn't bad. That's why, as I say, like, you have to be intent with your friendship. You have to be intentional. You have to invest in your friendship. You have to know where do you want us to? Because you have to have friendship goals. That's a thing. You have to have friendship goals. Like, in 2 years, you as my friend, where do you want to be? Like, you have to invest in the friendship. Invest in each other. So I think drifting apart, of course, I've drifted apart with a lot of friends. Since I finished campus, some of my friends moved away. Some of my friends moved from Kisumu. They moved out. Some, like, moved to, like, there's, no, some moved to other towns. Like, some were even the same town, but we have drifted apart because, Kilam say, like, everyone is doing their thing. So, and then when you're drifting apart, so something happens. Even this happens to me when I'm drifting apart. When I drifted apart with some of my friends, so me, I started overthinking. I was like, so is it? So this, so, so you know, you need, that's why communication is really important within friendship. Because when you drift apart, when you lose that communication, so you don't know what is going on in the other person's life, and they don't know what is going on in your life. So you start overthinking. You start just being delusional. You start being the Lulu, and you start thinking, like, ah, you start overthinking, like, say maybe like you said, just holding grudges that are not there. You know, friendship, people lose friendship not because of even most friendship, as kwangi grudges, like someone I make, you just start overthinking and creating grudges that aren't there because you have drifted apart. And then you start now cutting them off. You know, this we are in a generation of people are always cutting people off. Like, this person is not giving me what I want. This person is like, and I misbehave. This person is not like the person I knew. You start cutting people off like so quickly, and it's not so good. Like, you've already drifted apart with your friends. Oh, should I delete number? You've already cut them off. And that's why I think losing a lot, a lot of people, like, we lose friends because of this. You're quick to cut people off. Shouldn't do that. I'm learning, by the way. I'm not a perfect friend. I'm not a perfect person, because as I was saying, yeah, I was even trying to, before I was even recording this, I was trying to think, hey, how many friends do I have? How many friends? I can't even count them, like, in one finger. I can't. And it's so sad. It is really, like, so sad for me. And I think you should learn the art of forgiveness. You should forgive yourself. First of all, you should forgive yourself. That's something I'm learning. Because me losing all those friends that I had, I always blame myself. I was like, I'm such a pathetic friend. I can't even keep my friends. I can't even maintain a relationship. I can't go all the way out for my friends. I can't even communicate. And if you're watching this and you're my friend, like, you know, you're always on my contact list. Nowadays, I'm trying to, like, cultivate the act of communicating with people, staying in touch. Miss Kizel just text someone, hey, how are you? Like, what's up? And people are like, who's this? I don't know you. But that's something I'm trying, because I've been blaming myself, like, since the years that I've been losing a lot of friends. And I'm like, am I the pathetic person? What's wrong with me? I can't even keep friends. What's wrong with me? So I'm in the process of forgiving myself. I'm forgiving myself and, like, letting go. I'm like, it's not my fault. What happened. It's both our faults. So I'm in the act of forgiving myself. So forgive yourself. Don't, like, blame yourself. If you lost a friend, like, it's all on you. And that's something I've been dealing with. So forgive yourself and forgive your friend. Forgive yourself and forgive your friend and move on. If maybe you're to meet another life, or maybe to be friends again, you are gonna be. But learn to forgive yourself. Another thing that I read, something I learned was, of course, the intentionality to cultivate and have meaningful relationships. You have to just be intentional. You have to. And that's really something I have been doing. I won't even lie. In fact, if you're an avid listener of this podcast, you know that the first episode I did this year was about intentions. Creating intentions for this year, 2023. That's the first episode I did this year. And I was like, you guys, me, I want to start being intentional. I want to start cultivating, like, good friendship. I want to be intentional. I want to be intent. Like, you are my friend. You're my ride or die. I want us to do this and this. Being intent. Even me, that's something I'm really learning. Even as much as I've lost those friends, nowadays, if I meet new people and they, like, start talking, I'm like, I'm gonna ask it direct. So, are we, like, friends? Like, I wanna know. Like, I want to be intentional. Are we friends? What are you going to be doing in my life? Like, I want to be intentional. I want to know if you're friends. Because they're acquaintances. There's a difference between friends and acquaintances. And knowing people doesn't mean that they're your friends. Knowing a lot of people doesn't mean that they are your friends. Know the difference here. So, yeah, that's what's up. So I've been just trying to be intentional about it and knowing the difference of, this is just a person on my contact list. This is just my acquaintance. This is just a person I met somewhere. Doesn't mean we are friends, bruh. So something else that I really learned after losing a lot of friends and doing my research was, you haven't met everybody who will love you yet. So stop hanging on those friends that you've lost and trying to simp. You know, you can be a friendship simp. So stop like hanging on those friends and blaming yourself and thinking, building castles and thinking like, like looking at other friends and then comparing yourself and thinking like, if my friend was this and this, we could have been doing this. So there's a lot of people. First, you're in your 20s. I'm talking about people in your 20s. But as much as even if you're in your 40s, even if however old you are, like, there's a lot of people you're gonna meet out there who are gonna love you. So relax. relax, it's gonna get better. So that's something that I really felt good learning. And then something else that I learned was, you're not the only one, by the way. You're not the only one losing friends. You aren't. People are losing friends out here. People are. So you're not the only one who's losing friends. And you're not the only one who's yearning for like brotherhood or sisterhood. You're not the only one yearning for friendship. You're the only one yearning to have meaningful relationships and friendships. You aren't. Everyone always wants to have a circle of friends, because you always need people to lean on. You always need someone who's going to hold your back. And the other day when I was recording the podcast last week, I was telling you guys like, I'm not okay, things aren't aligning the way they should be. I feel like things aren't going, so I was not really okay. And then someone asked me, where are your friends? You're not okay. Where are your friends? Who are you gonna lean on? Who's gonna support you when you feel like this, when you feel shit? Who's gonna be there for you? And that's when it hit me. Sis, you ain't got no friends. So that's even why I'm recording this. And then it hit me like, who can I call? I couldn't think of someone who I could call who would come through for me the way I wanted. So it was so sad. It was so sad for me. So you ain't the only one yearning for that, and you're gonna get there. You're gonna get friends. So chill out. And I think something that has really affected my friendship is that I think I trust people a lot. Me, I trust people like quickly, and that's, I don't know, it's my weakness. I'm more empathetic. So me, I will trust people quickly. I'll trust people quickly, and then it really like, but it's a good thing, but when it comes to friendships, it really like affects me a lot. So you guys, I think that's it. And while you are cultivating our 20s, you're dealing with a lot, and you're, of course, you're going to a lot of seasons of friendship, a lot of seasons of change. So know that you're growing as much. Of course, when you started maybe your friendship, maybe you're in campus in first year and then you finished campus, so you know all of you are growing individually, and your friendship is growing. All of you are going through seasons of change in your friendship, you're going through seasons of change in your life. So all that can come down to affecting your relationship, can come down to affecting your friendship. So you should also have that in mind. Yeah, so that's the stuff. That's episode, this is episode 40. Yes, episode drops tomorrow, guys. Remember to, if you are watching this from YouTube and you have not subscribe now. And those who are watching from all the streaming platforms, like, share, and what is the mantra for this week? I read it somewhere. What is it? I forgot. Guys, I want to give you guys a mantra. Oh guys, and I have a till number if you want to support my podcast, want to support our community, because I'm planning to do my next project this month. I'm doing my first campus tour by the way this month, so guys, better watch for it and support our community. I have a till number. I'm gonna link it down and I'm gonna put it on the screen, but let me read it quickly. It's 862-7528. Yeah, and that's what's up. I feel like I'm so happy to be back at home, and I hope you guys learned something from this episode. I hope, and by the way, leave me a comment on the description box. You keep on trying every day and night. You're always on the grind and you keep on moving. Every day you're cruising. You set your eyes on the prize, one step at a time, and you keep on moving. Every day you're cruising. You set your eyes on the prize, one step at a time, and you keep on moving. Every time when you move, when you cruise, mashida zote nazipush, you're always good. Kona ndoto yani dreams, for many things, na ukipata uta bit, so many dreams. I set my eyes on the prize, because zote nazihoje to behind. Na mungu wangu papo always by my side, na juwa nitashinda. But you keep on trying, every day and night. You're always on the grind and you
keep on trying.